Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and I'm being joined in the studio right now by two students from Michigan Tech. We're going to be talking about women in engineering during this segment. And my guests for this, my two experts, are Kay LaFond and Jen Fuller. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hi.
All right. Now, what makes you experts in women in engineering, first off?
Well, I've been a woman in an engineering program for about 6 years now, almost. Okay. I'm a grad student, so.
All right.
I started at Tech, and I'm still here.
All right, Kay. And Jen, how about you? How long have you been studying engineering?
I've also been studying engineering for 6 years. I started in high school with computer-aided drafting and did my undergraduate at Tech, and now I'm doing my graduate degree at Tech also with Kay.
This is an exciting week that we're leading into because it's Engineers Week at Michigan Tech. There's always a lot of great events going on. We're going to be focusing on one of them, which takes place on Saturday, February 23rd, which is the Parent-Daughter Engineering Exploration Day. So why don't somebody tell me a little bit about that, and then we'll talk more about women in engineering.
Okay. At the Parent-Daughter Engineering Day, what it is it's a day that we can all come together to celebrate women in engineering and inform daughters in grades 7 through 11 about what engineers do and how they can get involved now and how they can prepare themselves for the future.
Hey, have the two of you taken part in this in the years past?
This is actually the first year that Michigan Tech is doing it.
Okay. So what's lined up? What's the plan?
So the plan will be that the students will arrive around 9:30 a.m., and then we'll have some activities for them to do. We'll go into some decentralized panels, so we'll actually have 10 to 15 students from Michigan Tech, female engineers there, to be a panel for the students and parents to ask them questions. And then we're going to have longer activities in different types of engineering lined up that the students can choose from and decide what they want to participate in.
Okay, will they be able to get their hands on some stuff?
Yes, definitely. There's going to be a couple different hands-on activities that they can even take things home with.
Okay, tell me why it's important to have this event.
I think we just want to reach out to girls who are, you know, of the age where they start to look at colleges and think about what they want to do, and show them that engineering is, it's not just all math and, you know, boring. It's really about creativity and problem solving, and that's the message we're trying to get across.
Well, what age are you looking for?
We're looking for girls in grades like 7 through 11, so that's pretty much the range that we're...
Okay, and so your mom or dad or your parent, any kind of guardian can take you to this, and you're going to be able to ask questions about engineering, get your hands on some engineering activities, and probably learn a lot of things that I didn't know about engineers when I was that age. Times have certainly changed. Engineering has taken... making quite a bit of a comeback. And I know with Michigan Tech, their engineering programs are known worldwide, and they have now more women enrolled for engineering than they've ever had. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. And you're seeing that. So you're talking to a lot of women who come from all over and are studying engineering. And what's the outlook? They're getting degrees, and what's the hope?
Like for jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I mean, Tech has, what, like a 97, some really high placement rate for jobs of just engineers in general, and it's no less for women. So, and I know a lot of companies, when they come to hire engineers, they actually look for women because they're trying to, you know, diversify their employee base, and they really value that. So,
Jen, is there a big competition between men and women in engineering?
As far as job outlook, or?
Well, jobs, and also at school.
I think the competition varies. It's just a different kind of competition. You're not, women and men work very differently, and I think that's why it's so important to have both of them in the workplace and to have such a diversified environment. But I wouldn't say that it's cutthroat in the classes or anything. I think you're on a very equal level, and you find that when you go to school at Michigan Tech, and I think that's really important because even though there are the negative reflections of the ratio, it's really not like that when you're actually there.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that women have to work harder to get the same recognition?
I don't think so.
No.
I feel that maybe even not so long ago in the past that was the case, but most of the people I come across, students, professors, you know, other academics in the field, they have the utmost respect for a woman engineer. And, you know, if you do meet the occasional person who's still living in the Stone Age and does think that your ideas aren't as important, then you kind of, it's pretty easy to just ignore them. So.
Well, that's terrific to hear. Times certainly have changed, and job outlook for engineers are a lot better than they were back when I was going to college. In fact, my best friend, we both went into engineering eventually for schools, and he graduated with his degree. I ended up changing degrees. He graduated with a mechanical engineering degree, and after his first couple years out of school, he once told me that the difference between himself and somebody with a high school diploma was that an employer is going to hire the high school diploma person because they can pay him less to do the same job. And that certainly has changed. I switched out of my chemical engineering degree because I was told by an advisor that by the time I would graduate, there wouldn't be a job left in engineering in the country. They would all be outsourced. What we have seen, though, is engineering make a huge comeback.
Yes, and I definitely agree. I know both Kay and I just went through our undergraduate graduation in the spring, and they're very, very good job outlooks. I actually had some very different offers, and engineering is a valuable degree in more places than just the engineering field, which is interesting. I had job offers in engineering, marketing, and even in different areas than my civil engineering degree. So I think that companies, especially the large international companies, are looking for engineers to do things other than even engineering.
Now, oh, go ahead.
I was going to say the other thing to note is that not only has the job outlook for engineers expanded, but the diversity of jobs that you can do as an engineer has expanded, the types of engineering. You know, you don't just have the basic chemical, mechanical, civil, electrical anymore. Now, Jen and I are both in the environmental engineering field, and that's a relatively new one, but, you know, it's important. It's the kind of thing where you can go to work and you can start doing things that are trying to solve problems that our world, you know, has to face. So it's important work, and it's really diversified.
So now you're reaching out to women to get them excited and hopefully involved in engineering. Now, nobody was there to do that for you when you were at that age. So how did you both come to a point where you wanted to be an engineer?
Well, I can't say that nobody was there to do that for me. My mother was actually a computer engineering major, and she's worked as an engineer her entire life. Now she's actually in management. She's a pretty high-powered career woman. So I can't say that no one was there to do that for me, but I do know that I also had a lot of, you know, I just knew I wanted to do something where I could be creative and, you know, just bring my ideas to the table. And I think that was one of the strongest appeals. So.
Yeah, I had a little bit different situation. I don't think I even heard the term engineer until I was a senior in high school. And I'm not sure I still even knew what they did. So I think it's really important to expose kids of this age to things like that early on. And I think when I kind of finally came to the realization was I'd never had dolls or anything as a child. I always played with Legos. And I think that definitely things like that, I was very hands-on. And I think that's what engineering's all about, is the hands-on, the creativity, and coming up with new ideas.
I think one of the, stereotypes of an engineer then is when they're in school, they just love those math and science books, or just math and science people. And that's, you know, does that describe either of you?
I hate math. Really? I can do it, but I hate it. I don't enjoy it whatsoever, but that's okay because I don't spend most of my time doing it. I spend most of my time, you know, modeling hydrology in a watershed, or looking at ways to treat wastewater, or things like of that nature. And, you know, there are those math courses that you have to deal with at the very beginning of your education, usually your first couple of years in school. But as you progress, your courses and the work that you do gets much more hands-on and related to your field. And, you know, maybe there's some math involved, but it doesn't feel like you're just sitting there doing calculations. It feels like you're actually solving a problem.
Jen, is that true? Because, I mean, I could say that we've for years now, we've been trying to pound into those junior high and high school kids, take those, you know, math class, science class, advanced science class. And whether you like it or not, you're going to need these down the road. What was your situation?
I did grow up very exposed in math and science. I grew up right next to Dow Chemical and Dow Corning. So that was definitely a huge help there. But I wouldn't say that you have to be a genius in math and science or you have to be a math and science nerd to be in engineering. I think it definitely helps to have the background, and it will help you along the way. But Michigan Tech also offers a lot of support and a lot of help for those coming in at any levels of math and science. And like Kay said, I think engineering is more of the problem solving and in getting to know what you want to work with. So,
and I know we're saying that's, you know, it's a lot of fun, and it can, a lot of people can get involved in engineering, but we also want to stress, I bet it's a lot of hard work, but mm-hmm. you work very hard at Michigan Tech for to get the knowledge and get to the point you are now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When people say hard work pays off, I think it's so evident in our degrees because we have so many options left and right with an engineering degree that it's hard work, but it's definitely the best payback you could possibly have.
It's hard work, but I don't want to scare anybody off. You'll still have a life. You'll still have fun. I've had lots of fun during my nearly 6 years here, and clearly I didn't want to leave after I graduated. So,
well, let's talk about some fun because you're engineering students and you go to Michigan Tech, and it's very hard. You're studying for what? Is it about 16 hours a day that you're studying? I mean, there's
a joke?
You don't have time for...
I don't think I'm even awake. I think I'm awake for 16 hours a day, so that would mean that I wasn't eating or sleeping or, you know.
All right, well, so what are some things that women and engineering students do for fun?
Well, we go to lunch at the tea room. That's what we're going to do after this. all kinds of stuff. I personally was in the Michigan Tech dance team for 5 years, and that was a really good time. Now I spend a lot of time running. I run half marathons, so I spend a lot of time in the gym doing that or outside. I'm in the Michigan Tech Concert Choir, and just a lot of hanging out with friends, you know. It's pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I actually also professionally race snowmobiles, so I spend a lot of my spare time doing that or training for that. When it's not winter, though, which is most of the time at Michigan Tech, I do enjoy the outdoors here. I think this is an awesome area to study, mm-hmm. and it definitely has a lot of places to relax and to de-stress, I guess you would say. I definitely take advantage of the Portage and wakeboard and mm-hmm. go snowboarding. And
the beaches are the best here in the summer, definitely.
Jen, how's your head feeling?
My head hurts a little bit.
Tell us why.
A couple days ago, I had a concussion racing my snowmobile in what's called the I-500. It's the biggest and most popular snowmobile race in the world. So it's
okay. So you had a concussion, and how did it happen? What happened?
I was jumping a road approach, and I'm not exactly sure what happened, but I came down wrong and I hit my head. So I was taken by ambulance. I had almost completed the entire 500-mile race, but I was about 60 miles shy.
The ambulance finished the race for you?
They did, yep. I think with the ambulance, we did over 500 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this was only a few days ago, and you're back to school, and you're in here doing a radio interview. How do you, you know, is that because you are a woman and engineer, and that gives you that ability to do it?
I believe so. Yeah. I think being a woman and engineer definitely makes you stronger and tougher, and I don't think that you really find time to do, we should cut that out because I don't know what I was going to say right there. All
right. Now, besides having a lot of fun, you also are involved in a whole lot of things. You work with students, I believe, too, for engineering. Tell me about that.
I work with 4th through 6th graders Monday after school, and it's a lot of fun getting to know them and really getting to know what a 4th through 6th grader is interested in and how I can help their interest, how I can support their interest and show them activities. We do very, very hands-on things, so they may sit in school all day and be lectured, and, you know, I'm not really sure what school is even like anymore back But I know that when they come to us after school, they have a lot of fun, and we do a lot of hands-on activities, and they're always moving around and asking me questions. And I think that's really valuable, the fact that I do get questions from them about engineering, and I can tell that they're engaged and that they want to know more.
How long have you been doing this?
I believe this is the sixth or seventh week.
Okay. You know, have you noticed any change since the first week or two with the students? I mean, were they maybe first apprehensive and weren't quite sure what they were doing? Maybe they didn't know what engineering was, like you were the same way when you were in school, where now they're starting to say, wow, this is really great.
Yes, definitely. There's been a lot of change, and there's been a lot more commodity between the students. I know fourth through sixth grade is actually a very different age range, and they're at very different maturity levels, and so that was kind of interesting to figure out how to engage all of these students in the same activity. So that has been accomplished, and I believe that we are coming together more week by week, and they're learning more about engineering, and now they're getting really excited. They come in and they're asking what we're doing, and they're trying to actually be the first to know about what we're going to do so they can figure out the problem before anybody else. So it's getting very competitive.
That's really exciting.
Yeah.
Now, one of the benefits of being at Michigan Tech is that your education's not all done in the classroom. So you've been there for 6 years, both of you. And so I know you've had to have worked on some pretty interesting projects so far. Tell me about your experiences with engineering hands-on so far.
Well, when I was doing my senior design project, which is something that every tech student in an engineering program goes through, I was working with the Portage Lake wastewater treatment plant down kind of by the Citgo on the way out of town. And I was actually building a computer model of the plant, and I was doing it with a couple other students. We were in a group, and it's funny because the model that we came up with, and then some of the issues we found with the science behind the wastewater treatment and different things they were doing, I think they actually used some of our final recommendations to improve the efficiency of the plant. So it was really cool because it was just a school project, but the people at the plant actually took what we had kind of figured out and decided might be a more efficient way to do things, and they actually used it. So
that is pretty amazing. Pretty cool. Yeah. What about you, Jen?
Yeah, I guess I'd like to second Kay. There's so much out of the classroom experience that you also get. I mean, there's opportunities, and I know both of us have utilized those, but there's internships, and I've been on internships, and for my senior design, it was internationally, so there's also a lot of international opportunities. Those are becoming more and more important. I worked in a desolate community in Panama, which was an 8-hour hike from the nearest road, and we lived in an area where people had their own unwritten language, so we had to learn how to communicate with them and how to come up with an engineering design for them. So we helped them develop micro hydropowers that they could use their nearest waterfall to generate electricity so that they could have a light on at night.
For some reason, I have all the jobs that a lot of people have to do to get by, to pay their bills, and who get frustrated because they're doing a job that they feel is leading them nowhere. Here you've still been in your education part of your career, and you've done a lot more than a lot of people do in their entire lives.
Yeah, I think that's definitely one of the biggest paybacks of an engineering college degree, is you get so much experience in just so little time. And I know both of us can really say that our experience has been so valuable and wouldn't trade it for the world.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to work with a government agency. I worked for the Forest Service. I've had the opportunity to work for a nonprofit and for an engineering consulting firm. And so the internship part is nice because you get to kind of check out different job avenues and see what you like and what you don't like. And as far as like adventuring, like I've studied abroad, and I feel like I've seen and done, like you said, a lot more than a lot of people get to do in their entire lives. And college is a really great way to get you overseas because there's usually financial aid available, and things usually aren't as expensive for students in a study abroad program. So it's a good time to kind of explore and, you know.
Yeah. And along with the internship comments, what's different from an engineering internship than an internship in the medical or the business field is that when the people think internship, they think that you either have to pay for it or you're doing it for free. But in engineering, internships are very well, highly paid. And so that's one of the main differences is that you do get to take this break from school, but you also get paid very well.
All right. Good experience. So if you're, you know, you're in that seventh to eighth grade range right now, you're a young lady and you're in that formulative time where you're going to start planning on what you're going to do with the rest of your life. I know in junior high, they start testing the students to see what they're maybe capable of doing. What would be the roadmap and the starting point of that roadmap for those young ladies if engineering is going to be something they're going to want to do when they graduate?
I mean, if you already know that engineering is going to be something that you want to do when you're in seventh grade, I mean, that's pretty impressive. To the young ladies who don't know what they want to do yet, like, that's okay. You know, I would say just take your time and just find something that you like and, like you were saying, something that you care about, because a lot of people work in jobs that they really feel like are getting nowhere. But I know both Jen and I want to end up doing things that we feel are really going to help the world and help people. So just find what you care about, find what you enjoy. And if you decide that engineering is definitely something you want to do, then yeah, take as many math and science classes as you can. Get those advanced placement college credits if you can. If not, that's fine. But if you can, it's a great thing because then you can get those credits for free. You know, you come to college and you've already got some credits under your belt. So if you know it's engineering you want to do, then yeah, get those math courses out of the way.
And one of the places I guess you could start is by coming to the Parent-Daughter Engineers Explorations Day, which is coming up on Saturday, February 23rd. We mentioned that at the beginning of the program. Why don't you go ahead and give me the details about it, where it is, what time, and what you have to do to take part.
So the Parent-Daughter Engineering Exploration Day is on Saturday, February 23rd, and it's for girls in grades 7 through 11 and their parents. It'll begin at 9:30 a.m. and it'll last until about 1 with a lunch included and a t-shirt for the girls. It's at the Michigan Tech Great Lakes Research Center, which is the new building down on the waterfront. There's parking down there, and when you come into the building, there'll be directions on where to go, but it'll be in room 202. To register, you can call 906-487-3341. You can contact Joan Chatty for more information. Her number is 906-487-3341, the same number I just listed. Or you can email her at jchadde@mtu.edu.
And there's no cost for this event, and there's no cost for lunch.
There isn't. We actually had some really good funding come in for the event from various donors, so we're really excited about that, and there is no cost. You just need to register.
My guests this segment have been Kay LaFond and Jen Fuller. They're both women engineers, going to be, certainly I would say engineers already from what you've done. Graduating from Michigan Tech, is this the spring you graduate? Or are you going to be?
Well, we both graduated this past spring from our undergrads. I graduated from grad school spring of 2014. And Jen's a PhD, so she has a little longer.
I have a question mark graduation day as a PhD student.
All right, well, we look forward to hearing more from both of you then.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.